Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and we are back today with the wonderful little book, The Duties of Parents, by J.C. Ryle. I see that some of you have been following along every single day, listening to each and every one of these little chapters that are just filled with great advice for Christian parents. People who want to raise their children in the ways of the Lord. Now, today, in our little booklet, we're on page 15. And at the bottom, we have section number 8, the VIII. And here in this section, this little chapter, we are learning about training them to a habit of faith. Now, what J.C. Ryle is referring to here is the idea that the little ones, when they're very little, you are training them to have faith in you, in your word. And then what we find is that when that occurs, then the child is much better able to assume a faith in the Lord. They know truth. They recognize it. It all begins with you. Now, at the bottom of page 15, let's take a look at what the opening line here is. J.C. Ryle says, "I mean by this, you should train them up to believe what you say. When you speak, your children should believe what you say. You should try to make them feel confident in your judgment when you say yes or you say no. You make a judgment on right from wrong. Your children should have confidence that you've made the correct judgment. They should respect your opinions as better than their own. They should look to you as the one who holds the truth and believe what you say. And then you should say when a thing is bad for them. If it is bad and you say it is bad, they should believe that it is bad. And when you say something is good, they should know in their hearts that it is good. They should know that mom and dad know best. And then teach them, says J.C. Ryle, the last line in that little paragraph at the bottom of page 15, teach them to feel that what they know not now, they may not know it all now, but they will know hereafter. And there is a reason for everything that you require them to do. You should be able to state that reason. Now, at the top of page 16, what J.C. Ryle has here at the top of the page, it's a large paragraph in which he talks about the blessedness of a real spirit of faith and how we almost can't put into words how blessed it is when you see in a child a real spirit of faith and believing. And it starts with the parents. But then he goes on to relate to us what misery unbelief has brought upon the world. He begins speaking about Eve. Oh, that one of the very first stories in the Bible. Eve will eat the forbidden fruit. And why? Because she doubted the truth of God's word when he said, ye shall surely die. We'll be looking at that story in Sunday school this year. We'll look at that in detail. Unbelief also made the old world reject Noah's warning. Remember that story. And so what happened? They perished in their sin. Unbelief kept Israel in the wilderness. They wandered in that wilderness for 40 years. It should have never taken them that long. But they didn't believe in what the Lord had told them. And it kept them from entering the promised land. And then, of course, we know in the middle of the paragraph, it really was unbelief in Jesus being the Son of God, the Messiah, that made the Jews crucify the Lord of glory. How sad. How very sad. And then we go on to see that J.C. Ryle reminds us unbelief is the reigning sin of man's heart down to this very hour. One of the worst sins and one of the most common sins in all of mankind is unbelief, not believing in God's promises, in God's threatenings, in our own sinfulness, in our own danger, unbelief in everything that runs counter to pride and worldliness in our own hearts. And let me tell you, there are people walking around today everywhere
in our little village of St. Johnsville with unbelief in their hearts. Oh, how we pray that the Lord himself, might change that. Now, the last line there is a direct admonishment to you. He says, reader, train your children to little purpose if you do not train them to a habit of implicit faith. And what is that faith in? Their parents' word. Confidence in what their parents say must be right. It's important. It's implicit that the children believe what their parents say is right. Now, in the next paragraph, we go down here, and J.C. Ryle here is elaborating on the idea that sometimes they must trust, children must trust with no explanation. If we go into the middle of that second large paragraph, J.C. Ryle says, no doubt it is absurd to make a mystery of everything you do. And there are many things which it is well to explain to children, right? Many times we must explain our thoughts, our actions to our children in order that they may see that they are reasonable and wise, that our actions and our thoughts and our words do make sense. But, he says, to bring them up with the idea that they must take nothing on trust, that they, with their weak and imperfect understandings, must have the why and the wherefore made clear to them at every single step they take. This is a fearful mistake, and it is likely to have the worst effect on their minds. Every now and then, you must give a thought, a direction, a purpose, and with absolutely no explanation, simply because it is the truth, and that child must look to you and believe it. Reason at that last paragraph, says J.C. Ryle on page 16. Reason with your child if you are so disposed at certain times, but never forget that he is but a child after all. Assume your authority is what J.C. Ryle is really saying here. You are the authority. Assume that, and that he understand that he thinks as a child, he or she understands as a child, and therefore must not expect to know the reason of everything at once. It is simply the way it is. Now, at the top of page 17, J.C. Ryle really encourages us to set before our children the example of Isaac. Now, this story, this truth, comes out of Genesis chapter 22. And it is when God calls for Abraham to offer his own son, his one and only son, as a sacrifice. Oh, now we cannot even imagine what was going through Abraham's head with this, what was going through Isaac's head. But what J.C. Ryle encourages us to share, to actually share with children, is this, that Abraham took him to offer him on Mount
Moriah. And Isaac, he asked his father that single question, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And he got no answer but this: God will provide himself a lamb. Now, how or where or when or in what matter or by what means, all of that was not told to Isaac. The father Abraham's answer was enough. He believed that it would be well because his father said so, and he was content. He trusted in his father's word. This is the type of relationship that we should have with our own children and that we should have with our Heavenly Father. And then J.C. Ryle goes on to tell that we should tell our children also that we must all be learners in our beginnings, that there is an alphabet. I love this line. There is an alphabet. There are basics to be mastered in every kind of knowledge. That the best horse in the world had need once to be broken. That a day will come when they will see the wisdom of all your training. But in the meantime, here's a key line, and I have this highlighted. If you say a thing is right, it must be enough for them. They must believe you and be content. And sometimes, parents, you must say those very words when you share something with them. You must say, you maybe have to lay down that actual wordage. It is right, and that should be enough for you. Believe it and be content. And your children, if they love you, if they respect you, if they trust you, they will believe in your word, especially knowing your word, your wisdom comes from the Lord. And then J.C. Ryle ends it here for parents. If any point in training is important, it is this. I charge you by the affection, the love and affection that you have toward your children, use every means you have to train them up to a habit of faith. We're talking about a habit of faith, and it all begins with you, parents. And if you need help, you get those children to Sunday school, where you will have trained teachers who will also train your children in the habit of faith. And if you are interested, let me remind you one more time to pre-register at Grace Christian Church for that great Sunday school that we are planning. Call our Pastor Torres. Here's the number. Jot it down. Make that phone call. It will help us or learn about the other Sunday schools in the village of St. Johnsville. Get your children to Sunday school this year. Make it your priority. 518-775-0366. I know that number by heart. All righty, everyone. That's it for today. Have a wonderful rest of the day. I will be back tomorrow with duty number 9. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this wonderful day of learning. And we know, Lord, we trust in your word, and we pray, Lord, that you will allow us to be parents and grandparents that will live lives that will allow our own children to trust in our word, Lord, that we may ultimately lead them to you. We pray this today in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many and more. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many and more. The gospel train is coming, I hear it just at hand. I hear car wheels moving and rumbling through the land. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many and more. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many and more. I hear the bell and whistle, she's coming round the curve. She's playing all her steam and power and straining every nerve. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many and more. Get on board, little children, get on board. Little children, get on board. Little children, there's room for many and more.